paramedics here have been wearing full PSNI riot gear to treat patients behind police lines during disturbances. The Irish News say in their front page story today that they've seen a leaked document from the Ambulance Services Medical Director, Dr. David McManus. The report says frontline staff will wear flameproof riot uniforms and drive in bulletproof police Land Rovers, which will say paramedic on the side. The paper adds that in the leaked letter, Dr. McManus makes clear these paramedics are not police paramedics. They are there for both the police and the public. John McPoland from the Ambulance Service with us today. My goodness, John. Riot gear and bulletproof Land Rovers for paramedics.
Morning, Stephen. This is just as a result of a review of the situation in riot conditions in North Belfast over the past number of years in particular, where the rioting has been quite intense. Now, previously, if we were called to a riot situation, we would have been brought to the patient under a human shield and the police provided protection for us. But the police and ourselves looked at the situation and decided that it might perhaps be better if our crews were offered some better protection, and particularly in respect of the uniform that they wear. The uniform that our guys wear normally out in the road would have a protective hat and a reflective coat. But in a riot situation, and with a number of petrol bombs that have been thrown about the place, we felt that we could offer them better protection by providing them with police riot gear, and the paramedics quite clearly displayed on it to make sure that nobody would at all confuse them for police officers.
Do you think there's a danger in this, that just with the visibility of riot gear, that it starts subconsciously to position your people, although it's clearly written on paramedics, it positions them with riot gear alongside the police who have enemies, as you well know?
Yeah, well, in the first instance, Stephen, they're going to be well behind police lines. They're not going to be just hanging about the place, very visible to everybody who sits and sees them. They will only be called forward when somebody has been seriously injured. And the police will move forward. They'll move their lines forward to allow our paramedics to treat whoever requires the treatment, should that be a member of the public or a member of the police. And it is with that duty of care that we this is a prerequisite for us, and also we've got a duty of care towards our staff, and we feel that this is the best possible way to protect them.
Says something about our incomplete peace process when people who are trying to save our lives need riot gear.
Well, I wouldn't like to comment about the peace process. I would just comment that we do find ourselves in situations that increase the risk to our staff, and we need to continually review our operational procedures, and this is just one step to try and protect the staff as best we possibly can.
I'm trying to think of even again just the optics of someone lying on the ground and they're being, I don't know, they're getting whatever they're getting tended to by someone in riot gear. It just feels wrong, doesn't it?
It's about protection, Stephen. For example,
if the riot continues
and a petrol bomb, for example, lies or lands within the vicinity of our crew, that petrol will spread out across the
crowd. No, I get that. Yeah. Listen, I'm not judging your tactics at all. I'm just saying that it's just somehow
It's not a reflection on society that we have to do this.
Well, precisely.
What you're saying. Yes, it is indeed. But
precisely.
We deal with what we have, and that's what we've got to do.
All right. John, thank you for coming on and explaining that. Thank you.